Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Here's the not so secret secret, though. And that is, you are the stronger one. They are actually the weaker one, and they go to great lengths to hide that from you. So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung, and I am an attorney, and I'm also a person who is dedicated to helping you navigate and negotiate your way out of toxic relationships. And I've helped many thousands of people do that through my law practice. I've been a divorce lawyer for over 20 years, and I've also had to deal with toxic people in my own life, and I've had to do my own sort of relationship detox or, you know, whatever I had to do to get people out of my life, kind of like an exorcism. And I've had a couple of actual narcissists that I had to deal with. And I've read a lot of books on narcissism, and I've taught myself a lot about narcissists and narcissistic personality disorder, and also just anybody who is dealing with or who is lacks a conscience, lacks empathy, lacks the ability to care for others, will treat people however they want to so that they can just get whatever they want from other people. They treat people as if they are there to be used or consumed or there for their to serve them in some way, because narcissists use all of their energy to control and manipulate people and their surroundings so that they can protect themselves and protect their image. But there are a lot of things that narcissists don't want you to know. And they are what I call the narcissist's biggest secrets. And that's what I'm going to be covering with you here today. And these are the kinds of things that, if they become exposed, the narcissist will collapse. And the behavior, when they do collapse, is pretty crazy and bizarre. And if you want to know more about what happens when a narcissist collapses, I highly recommend you check out the episode called What Happens When a Narcissist Collapses. And that is in my archives here on this podcast. And by the way, a lot of these podcasts are also video, they're in video form on my YouTube channel. So, and I also have a lot of other content on my YouTube channel as well. So if you aren't a subscriber of my YouTube channel, I highly recommend that you check that out as well. Go listen, watch the videos, subscribe to my channel, and subscribe here, of course, as well. But you'll get a lot of content on that YouTube channel as well. I'm here. I'm committed. I spend a lot of time, pretty much all my time that's not my personal time, pretty much all of my professional time is now devoted to helping you guys and using all of my energy to teach you actual step-by-step guidance, give you that guidance on how to actually get out of these relationships. It's one thing to learn about narcissism from psychologists or people, you know, others, great. But then what do you do about it? How do you actually get out of these relationships? So that's what I can actually teach you, is how to get them to stop messing with you, stop jerking you around, stop leading you into these situations where you just constantly feel like you're defending yourself and you're not getting anywhere. You're just spinning your wheels, and they just always, it just seems like they always have the upper hand. I can't tell you how many times people have come into my office and they've said to me, you know, my ex, soon to be ex-spouse, everybody loves him or her. Everybody thinks that they're wonderful. And, you know, they've tricked everyone, and they're going to trick you too. And they're going to trick the mediator, and they're going to trick the judge. And we're never going to be able to get anywhere because this person is really, really good at what they do. Well, okay. All narcissists are really good at what they do. They are really great at manipulating. That's how they've been able to get as far as they do. That's how they got you into their web of control, because they are really, really charismatic. They are master manipulators. They've spent their entire lifetimes working and honing their skills at manipulation. And so, you know, a lot of times people think that narcissists are really, really intelligent people, and maybe they might have intelligence too, but I'm not so sure that it's as much of an intelligence issue as it is a skill issue. They're really, really skilled at manipulating people and situations, and they use all different forms of tactics to do that, including, you know, gaslighting and you know, silent treatment and isolating you and controlling you by lying and denying and deflecting and doing all the things that they do, love bomb then devalue, in order to keep you in their grip of control. And the reason why they do that is because they want to continue to squeeze as much narcissistic supply out of you as they possibly can. They're like lemon squeezers that are trying to squeeze every drop of juice out of you as they possibly can. And that narcissistic supply is what they live for. It's their food, it's their lifeblood, it's their oxygen, it's what they need to feed on, to live on. It's, you know, it's the blood for the vampire. And, you know, I've heard them sometimes called energy vampires or pods or whatever, because they literally attach themselves to you to suck that blood and that energy and all of that goodness out of you so that they can hopefully get some of it themselves. They have no inner sense of value. And so they use supply to make themselves feel like they've got some sense of value. And so supply is anything that feeds their ego. It's everything that they need and they protect at all times. So here's the not so secret though. And that is, you are the stronger one. They are actually the weaker one, and they go to great lengths to hide that from you. So, you know, secret number one is they are actually the ones that feel incredibly weak and incredibly empty on the inside. They're just really like a shell of themselves. So even though they portray to the world that they're confident and fulfilled, they really feel the exact opposite of this. They have this persistent sense of emptiness and unworthiness inside. And so they're constantly on this quest to relieve themselves of that feeling of emptiness and unworthiness. So, and for the covert narcissist in particular, you might see them experience depressive episodes. They might even tell you that they often get depressed, because the covert narcissist a lot of times is the one that, you know, is sort of sad and depressed and always the victim and can't catch a break. And they try to get people to feel sorry for them. You know, I've even seen covert narcissists blow up relationships with their own children in order to get attention from the rest of the world. You know, like, oh, this is so terrible that this person, that your own son treats you that way. Isn't that awful? And they do that on purpose to get that that attention. And they have this absolute lack of self-esteem, and they do have this persistent sense of loneliness and emptiness that they perpetually experience. And so all narcissists try to take strength, energy, and fulfillment from others because they feel the opposite. And so they try to suck that from other people. And, you know, I before I even realized that, you know, I had never even heard the term energy vampire or anything like that. I just remember when I was dealing with the narcissist that I was dealing with, I felt like they were like leeches, or that was the word I used to use, was leech or parasite. They just literally suck the life out of you so that they can survive. And one thing I want to make sure that everybody who's listening to this now understands, and that is that narcissists don't attach themselves to you because you don't have value. They attach themselves because you do, because you have so much value. Otherwise, they wouldn't want to be around you anyway. They have no interest in you unless you can help propel them in some way. Even though they devalue you and try to make it seem like you're the one that's there's something wrong with or whatever, it's like this the great hoax, the great scheme, you know, making you believe that you're the one that has no value when they're the ones that feel like they don't have any value. So that's one of the biggest secrets. Another one is that they have endured some trauma. So a lot of narcissists have endured some sort of childhood trauma that makes them who they are and what they are as adults, and that's what caused them to be narcissists or have no sense of inner value in the first place. Usually they're incredibly embarrassed about this, and embarrassed about the fact that it occurred to begin with, because they want to paint this rosy picture that their lives are perfect. And they go to great lengths to make it seem like they're perfect, untouched beings. And they believe that if others know about the hardships that they've endured, somehow that perfect image will be diluted. And so, but they may let out just enough information about their past in order to get the supply that they need from people, such as pity or attention or care. But they'll never let others know exactly what it is that they've experienced and how that's affected them. So I would say that just be careful, because even though, you know, we empaths might feel sad for somebody and we might say, oh, this is terrible that they've had to deal with that, and just remember that the child, that little child, is gone. They've grown up. They've been replaced by an adult who cannot be rehabilitated, who does not have the ability to feel anything for people, who will not change. And there are plenty of other people in the world who have self-worth, who you can have a healthy relationship with, who you still can pour all your love and care into, and this person will actually appreciate you. Narcissists will never appreciate you. Narcissists will never get better. So Yes, they've experienced some sort of childhood trauma, potentially. No, you can fix it. But that is one of their secrets.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zahn.
So narcissists believe that at some point that they will be abandoned. So they do everything they can to try to get out in front of this. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
So they have to really take the control in their own hands. So often someone wants to go to a lawyer and have them fix it all for them. Tell them what to do and how to do it and get them the best result and expect some external force to really fix everything for them and set them up to move on. And so much of the work is internal, though, and it's just educating themselves so that they know how to talk the talk and they know what questions to ask and they know how to set their own goals.
And now we return to today's show.
So another secret is that they don't trust anyone. They sometimes they'll tell you they don't trust you or they don't trust anyone. They might want you to think that they have all these close friends, that they have these wonderful relationships and this amazing community surrounding them, but they really don't trust a single soul, including you. And that's just because they really don't even trust themselves. They don't think anybody's worth anything because they don't think themselves is worth anything. And that's why you often see this smear campaign occurring even long before you realize that the discard stage has started. You know, there's the three different stages of a relationship, the love bomb, the discard, and the devalue, then the discard. And these three phases can actually be interchanged and they can actually happen at different times. In other words, it's not necessarily linear. They can be love bombing as they're discarding or love bombing as during the devalue phase and whatever as well. So they can be kind of starting to set up the discard phase even as they're love bombing you right from the beginning. And so sometimes you see that smear campaign starting even early on in the relationship before you even realized it was happening. So narcissists believe that at some point that they will be abandoned. So they do everything they can to try to get out in front of this. So the next secret is that their mind just doesn't rest because they're constantly trying to control everyone and everything around them. Their mind just does not rest. They're constantly anxious about becoming exposed and never feel at peace. And they don't have any true sense of self-esteem. So they never feel good. They're constantly trying to figure out ways to feel better. And they're constantly in their heads thinking about how to change and manipulate everything around them so that they can protect their image and themselves from collapse. So their mind is always working to try to protect that and keep that facade going. So that's the next one, is that their mind just doesn't rest. They're constantly in fear that they're going to be exposed. So it's hard, you know. I mean, it's hard to be a narcissist in a lot of ways because it's like the Wizard of Oz, you know, like that big huge thing around him, but he's really the man behind the curtain, or she is hiding themselves and hoping that nobody realizes that they actually don't feel any sense of self-worth. So it's kind of, it's sad. It's definitely sad, but it's definitely not anything that we can fix, as I said earlier. So the next one is that they're jealous and envious of pretty much everyone. Narcissists are jealous of you, envious of anyone that has anything that it seems like they don't have or that they want, regardless of what it is. I mean, even the smallest little things. You know, when I was dealing with narcissists, I mean, it was even the smallest little things, like, you know, you went to lunch with someone that they wanted to go to lunch with, or you have a pair of shoes that they want, or, I mean, it just doesn't even matter. Like, it just, like, the smallest little things that they can be pretty jealous and envious of, including if somebody looks up to you or you look up to them or somebody else, or, you know, all of that. Even if somebody has peace in their lives or happiness or love or a romantic partner or what they perceive to be a better job or a nicer home, narcissists definitely live in the world of scarcity. They do not live in the world of abundance. So they just feel like if somebody has anything, or any little piece that they could get like a leg up on, they're going to do that. They're constantly afraid of losing what they have or not gaining what they want. And so they deeply envy everyone around them that in some way, shape, or form comes across as having more or having things that are better than what the narcissist has themselves. So, and this was definitely my experience when I was dealing with narcissists too. They're very jealous, very envious, very petty, even like to the smallest little thing. It's exhausting. It's exhausting being around them because, you know, I personally found myself trying to make myself smaller so that the narcissists didn't feel like I was trying to make myself larger or that I was better in some way or whatever. And then, you know, as a result, we were both just smaller, which is not helpful to anybody in the world. So the next not-so-secret, big secret that the narcissist doesn't want you to know is that they're terribly afraid of abandonment. And this is something that I've always found kind of interesting in the fact that they treat you terribly, but they're afraid of losing you. And it's really quite a paradox in the sense that you think, why in the heck would I stay? You were horrible. But then they don't even see it. They don't see how horrible they were. Although it might not seem believable, narcissists are way more afraid of you leaving them than they are of almost anything else. And if they are abandoned, it cements their belief that they already have about themselves being unlovable, worthless, and weak, which is really their worst fear. The relationship that they have with you helps them survive through the narcissistic supply that they gain from the relationship that they have with you. And if they lose this, they will feel incredible pain and discomfort as they try to navigate the hit that their ego took, in addition to trying to find new supply to soothe them right away, of course. They're going to be out immediately trying to find new supply. And the crazy thing is, as they're out there with their new supply, they're still going to be back trying to get supply from you. And the reason that they're going to do that is because they need to get as much supply as they possibly can. They're like supply whores. And so if they can still get supply from you while also getting it from the new person, that's even a bigger score for them. So you know, they need to keep as many mason jars and, stock up for the winter and have as much potential supply available to them at all times as they possibly can. So that's why they're still like working on supply out of you while they're working on a new source of supply. And the supply from you, by the way, can just be the fact that they're intimidating you or scaring you in your court case, because they get supply from jerking you around and making you feel scared of what they're going to do and intimidating you. So when I say supply, it doesn't mean that you're over there still telling them how wonderful they are. They get supply from devaluing you. So as long as you are giving them that supply in some way, you're going to continue to be interesting to them. And so that's why I built the SLAY system, because the SLAY system, which stands for strategy, leverage, anticipate what the narcissist is going to do and being two steps ahead of them, and focusing on you and your position and your case. And that's why I built that system, because without that, the narcissist will continue to get supply from dragging you around and making your life a living hell. And you will not be able to stop them unless you use the SLAY system. There's no doubt in my mind. So that's why I built that. If you are getting ready to negotiate with a narcissist, you can start by getting my free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet. Just start with that. You can get it at winmynegotiation.com. And if you want more support and help with dealing with a narcissist, come join me in my free private Facebook group. It's called Narcissist Negotiators with Rebecca Zung. And there's lots and lots of us in there who are helping each other, supporting each other, and being there for each other. So come join us in that. And if you like this episode, give it a like, give it a share so that other people can get the information as well. And, you know, subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to my YouTube channel, write a review for the podcast, and, do what you need to do to start getting out of these relationships, because they can't be fixed, rehabilitated, changed, or anything. And the only thing you can do for yourself is to get the heck out of there and start healing and in the right way. So remember, today's a great day to start negotiating your best life. I'm so glad that you stopped by today and listened to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I will see you either on my YouTube channel, or I will catch you on the next episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Thanks so much. Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.